The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We're going to talk about daylight savings because the hour falls back this weekend. 1 hour longer in bed. That is the good news, but some would like that to change. And we stay on summertime right throughout the year. Sean Kelly is a Fine Gael MEP for Ireland South. He is one of them. Sean, why do you think we should get rid of the clock changes?
Yeah, I've been campaigning for this for a number of years now in the European Parliament. I never really thought it made sense. But when I came here, I attended some hearings where there were expert views based on research. And I couldn't believe the negative effect it had on people in terms of sleep deprivation, people's mental health, the so-called energy savings, which weren't there at all. They may have been there years ago. The effect it had on animals, especially crossing major motorways, more are killed in the week or two after than any other time of the year. And it affects essentially the circadian rhythm of people, and I think it's outdated. And if it was got rid of, it would simplify matters in terms of not having to change and the complication that is for airlines and even individuals wondering, is it 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock on a particular day? And I think I would like to see it being got rid of. We nearly got rid of it a few years ago, and I'm going to have another go at it.
And would it have to be gotten rid of right across the European Union?
That, unfortunately, seems to be the position. Because on the foot of recommendations that we made to the Commission, the then-President Juncker did a public survey and 85% of respondents said they wanted to get rid of it. But then and the Parliament voted overwhelmingly to get rid of it. But then it went to the Council, the Member States, and when they all didn't agree, it didn't happen. So we'll have to try again and see what the story is going to be.
What about the UK?
I think that at this stage is a bit of a red herring because 85% of the respondents also from the UK wanted to get rid of it, and the UK wouldn't go deliberately going out of tune with what's happening in Europe now, particularly I think with the new government. It might have happened under Johnson because he was capable of doing anything, but I think under a new government they take a practical approach, especially reflecting the 85% or more from the UK who responded. And it was the biggest response ever to a public consultation by the European Union. So that shows the strength of feeling across the European Union as well.
Well, listen, like I said right at the outset, the number to get in touch is the same number as always. It's a WhatsApp number, 087 1400 106. David Malone is a professor of maths and statistics at Maynooth University, and he's with me. David, do you think we should look at scrapping it? Or what's the kind of scientific evidence in favour of keeping it or getting rid?
Sure, there's a sort of scientific angle to this and a practical angle as well. As Sean says, the science is that the change in the clock is not good for our biology. We don't like having to get up an hour earlier in the spring. It feels bad to us. And it's also, there are health implications for it as well. If you do the statistics carefully, you can see sort of an increase in things like heart attacks and so on in the following week after that. And this time of year, it's a little bit gentler and it does give us a little bit of daylight in the morning. But the biological consensus seems to be that it's not a great choice for our bodies. And likewise, as Sean says, some of the supposed benefits we had beforehand are probably not benefits now. Things like saving energy, it's really very marginal. It probably varies a bit from place to place across Europe. The complicated side of it is what do you do afterwards and whether you can get agreement on what you do afterwards. So all the countries in the EU went off to look at if we were going to stay and not change the clocks twice a year, would we stay in summertime or would we stay in wintertime? And that ends up being a kind of complicated question. There are, again, different trade-offs across Europe, but there are some very interesting trade-offs for Ireland in particular.
Okay, tell me a little bit about what those trade-offs are, because I think most people kind of assume you just stay on summertime, maybe because it just sounds nicer to describe all time as summertime.
Absolutely. So, I mean, all year summertime sounds like a wonderful thing. It sounds very positive. But in fact, if you think about what we do in the summer, what we do in the summer is we get up an hour earlier. That's why the spring is hard. It's because we start getting up an hour earlier. So if you describe summertime as all year getting up early time, it begins to become apparent what's really going on there. We have the same amount of daylight all through the year. In the summer, by getting up earlier, we get an extra hour of it. But in the winter, if we don't get up earlier, or if we try to get up earlier, what we end up is we're getting up in the dark. And so, for instance, if we stayed on summertime all year, the sunrise in Dublin would be after 9:30, basically for a whole month. And if you're over in Sligo, it's even worse. Sunrise in Sligo would be after 9:30 for all of December and January, more or less. And so that starts to have big implications for practical things, like people starting work. But if you go off and then look at the literature about the health impacts of that, there's very interesting studies now showing things like increased cancer rates. Getting up earlier corresponds to being right at the west of the time zone, because the sun gets to west at more westerly places later. And the further west you are in the time zone, there are all these health implications. There are higher cancer rates, higher suicide rates, higher diabetes rates that depend on how far west you are in your time zone. And we're already quite west in Ireland, as you know. But if we're on winter time, it's really like, instead of measuring from London, you're measuring from Poland.
Okay, so it's it kind of sounds like, from the health point of view, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. So maybe fewer heart attacks kind of at two particular pinch points in the year when the clock changes, but more longer term health implications for people in the Western seaboard.
Sure, particularly if you're staying up late, or particularly if you go for all year summertime. It's a little bit gentler on us if we're all year wintertime, because we then don't have this very, very dark period. Our bodies are kind of synchronized to the sun, and people understand that's, you know, getting going in the morning is something that is best done with daylight available. And it's that kind of synchronization that's keeping our body in line with the clock. And so really we'd like to try and have a bit of daylight when people are starting to get to work or getting up.
Sean, are you swayed?
Not particularly, but I think at the same time, if what he says is factual, then I think what we would like to see being done is that we would ask the European Commission to take all that data into consideration and maybe make a recommendation that it would be either winter or summertime all year round. I'm not sure in reality would what he says actually transpire, because if you take it, we go from September to October, we don't even notice it. If we didn't have a clock change at the end of October, we go from October to November. I think most people wouldn't even notice it. And then, of course, once you hit December, 21st December, the days are getting longer again. So I'm not sure if we got rid of it, would people actually even notice it? Because it's the same as we are now, going from day to day, you don't notice any change. But there's a sudden clock change twice a year that is causing a lot of disruption and also not good for the economy. So I think that's why 85% or plus of respondents across the European Union found it a little bit of a nuisance in their lives.
087 1400 106. If you've got a view on this, if you would like to maintain the clock changes, if you want to get rid of them, if you do want to get rid of them, winter or summertime, split the difference. We'll go in the half hour and really confuse everybody else, maybe. David Malone is a professor of maths and statistics at Maynooth University. Sean Kelly is a Fine Gael MEP for Ireland South. Thank you both very much for joining me.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.